We're a nation of begrudgers. That's what we are. That's what we love being. There's one cunt over there. That's what we are. We're a nation of begrudgers. You know what I mean? We can never truly be happy for anybody. Some people I don't think deserve a bad rap. I think a lot of people get a bad rap. I think a lot of people get the piss taken out of them and they don't deserve to. Like, some people deserve it. Have an orgasm there. I'll start when you're ready. Why would you come from Ann Summers straight to the fucking opera house? Like, there's an underlying. I think we're begrudgers. That's what it is. We don't like seeing some people do well. American people, very enthusiastic when people are doing well. Irish people, not so much. There could be an article on the newspaper and an American person and an Irish person could read the exact same article and have two completely contrasting reactions to that same article. There could be an article on a newspaper or the internet that's like, there was a guy who had no arms and no legs and now he's on the 2020 American powerlifting Olympic team. And an American person would read that article and be like, oh my God, that is so inspirational. Oh my God, I just want to get up an hour earlier every day just to try a little bit harder because that guy just fills me with so much inspiration. Oh my God, in Jesus' name, wow. Whereas an Irish person would read that same article and be like, what a show-off cunt. Look at him, that ruining disabled for everyone else. Get back in your chair. Miserable fuckers. Whenever someone gets a new car, well, where? I hope you hit a pothole and fucking kill yourself. Like whenever Irish people see somebody driving a big car, if we see someone in a sports car or a Hummer, Jesus fucking Christ. If Irish people see somebody in a Hummer, if we see a Hummer, we lose our fucking minds. Because we all got traveller debts. But if it's not, Jesus Christ, we all do the same thing, don't we?
Look at your man there with his big sports car. Look at your man there with his big Jeep, his big Hummer. Lad. Look at him there. Lad. Look at him there. Do you know what? No, I'd say he's got a tiny little willy. I say he's got a tiny little wee, and I say he bought this big massive cape because he's so sad about his tiny little Willie. Look at him there, lad, look at him there. Ha ha, don't you, tiny Willie?
That doesn't work the other way around, though, does it? If you saw someone in a Ford car, you wouldn't be going, fuck, imagine the size of his cock. You wouldn't get that into a fucking Ford car, that's the problem.